you and Miss Bernice today.
Windfinger and Frog here split three ways. Can you beat that?
On my microphone out of my seatbelt. Get it for us today.
Oh, I just picked up the mic here to talk to Patrick. And I hope you're having a good day and a successful day, Patrick. Go ahead and take it and pass it over to Wyatt.
Wyatt and Tom, it'd be hard to beat that. The only way I could do that is if I was you. So I'm glad to hear you and Miss Bernice are having a good day. And stay safe while you're out mobile. I heard you were out earlier, so that's good to hear. And go ahead and pick it up, Wyatt.
Microphone stuck out from my seatbelt now. I can actually reach it. Well, it's good to hear both of you on the radio, and I know I've been slacking. Running off to go take my mom to a Christmas party now.
Have you? Oh, Patrick, we went to Spartanburg to Sam's, and we got that new RSV virus, some kind of respiratory virus shot that's going around, and they say for people over 65. And being I'm just 57 and dyslexic, I went ahead and got it anyways, if you believe that. Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm not old. That's too many shots for me.
I'm glad I'm not old either.
Oh, when you're in the military, they don't ask if you want a shot or not. They just line you up in a line, and you go down, and they stick you from both sides.
And, you know, they had that problem with the COVID shot. A lot of people said, no, I ain't taking it. And they seems like they put them on leave or released them or something. I don't remember. But I have to take enough shots every day. I don't really care for extra shots. They get the flu shot. That's about it.
Guys and gals didn't want to take that shot and decided to get out because of it, or they put them out, and now they're wanting them back.
I'm just shattered that you don't trust your government, Patrick. You don't think they lied to you, do you, Wyatt?
I saw something David sent me the other day. What, the COVID shot causing mental illness or something like that. But, you know, I don't trust the government, and we got too many crazy people in this country already as it is.
Right. And if the government's got their mouth open or moving, they're lying. So that's the way I look at it.
And once said. Yeah, I don't know. I took all of the COVID shots, and I couldn't tell you from one minute to the next were they done any good. But, I don't know. You got to trust somebody sometime. And I've had hundreds and hundreds of different vaccinations before you go overseas. Well, there wasn't that many, but a lot of them. And I don't know. I've lived this long. But this respiratory virus thing sounds okay. We've had all of our COVID shots, but on the other hand, I don't think they should have. Well, I just go along with a lot of people. It's their choice, but I disagree with them. I think they ought to got it just in order to curtail the COVID. But you know what? I honestly don't know if it did. I don't know if it helped us. We still got it, but it was very mild. And who knows? Something better to talk about anyway. But that RSV virus is a respiratory thing, and I've had 5 lung surgeries. I lost count. So I don't want any more. So I asked Bernice if she wanted it. She said, yeah, I'll go ahead and take it. They're recommending it, I think, for infants and then for anybody over 65.
The COVID vaccine as to prevent COVID, and at best it seems to have only reduced symptoms and not necessarily really reduced them. I only had one of the shots, and I got COVID. I was sick for about 5 days, and that was that. And it was all over. And, you know, normal ever since. I mean, normal as I get, but you know how it is. KJ4, CTD Mobile.
Well, my thing on that is if you could actually trust the government in anything, they might not have had the problems convincing people that it was good for them
even if it wasn't or worked or didn't work, whichever way it was, if they were actually believable, they wouldn't, it would have been a whole different ballgame.
I always say we got the best politicians money can buy. Well, we got a little over an inch of rain, guys. That's great. And it's 66 out there now, and they said it was going to gust to 25 today. We're just getting gusts to 10 to 13, so that's not bad. Oh, I just got done reading my Guns and Blammo magazine, so I'm going to take it over to my neighbor, Tim. It's mostly those newer, modern things, and I don't know why I even still take it. They always keep going down on the price until I finally get suckered in. They get some enjoyment out of it, though.
On that road in front of Watson's house, and they're almost done paving that. That looks like they got maybe about a quarter of a mile to go. I hope they're almost done. KJ460.
Which road was that, Wyatt, over by Dave's?
Yeah, Rutherford.
Where are they working at now? I wondered about that. Gap Creek, they're doing the same thing, and it was real bad the other day when we went through there. How far the other side of Dave's have they got it, or where are they at?
Of Locust Hill and just south of Dave's neighborhood entrance, and they got about a quarter of a mile to go, approximately.
Outstanding. Yeah, Dave said it was real good from 290 or Locust Hill all the way down to Wade Hampton, I think, already. Have you been down that far?
And they're stopping, you know, maybe 1,000 feet from 290 either side. I don't know why they're stopping there, because it's not to the same width. Maybe they're just going to wait and then, you know, make a total mess of all the But yeah, it's much better. No giant continuous potholes, and you get, you know, maybe another two tire widths on either side of the road. So it makes it much easier to drive.
Thank you, Wyatt. I really appreciate that, because I like that road. It's a shortcut down to Wade Hampton. Go ahead, sir.
They get all that paving done through there, including the rest of 290, or Locust Hill, whichever you want to call it. And the wind over here on Whitehorse, where I'm at, is definitely enough to blow the truck around. I'm having to stay on top of the steering wheel on that one.
I hate that when you have to fight it like that. I shouldn't say outstanding. That's not good. Well, I bought a decibel meter today, if you guys ever need one. They had them for $15 at Lidl's. They get some of the dangest things in there. And then I bought a little box that had two of those magnetic dishes in them, like they used to give away at Harbor Freight. And I got a lot of them when they were 99 cents or so. You know, you can throw parts in them. Yeah, well, these are about 2 inches wide and about a foot long. And that's real nice when you're throwing, you know, when you're working on electronics and throwing dental probes or something that's long, even screwdrivers and that. And two of them was $5, so that's not bad. I'd always wanted a sound meter. I don't need one now, but I still bought it because I wanted it.
I bought it because I just wanted it. Yeah, I like the little Husky boxes. They're about the same size, and they're watertight. I got a lot of, you know, all my miscellaneous tools in the truck are in those things, and they're great. 800 rounds of tape and, you know, all that sort of fun stuff, all nicely divided up, and it keeps everything really good. I have to bail out. I got a phone call, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73, good to talk to both of you.
See you later, Patrick. Yeah, if you'd have said 800 rounds of 9mm or 357 or something like that, that'd have been worthy of talking about, Wyatt.
Today, because I like to do things like, you know, inappropriate question day and stuff like that, and I was thinking, you know, today should be what question would you ask that'd be most likely to be construed and misconstrued by dirty-minded people? And I came up with a good question. What is your preferred position?
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Oh, heck. Well, I was reading this morning where Ariel will come out with his drone and video your tower, a line over a tree or something for you with his drone, and he's FAA certified, kind of like, I believe, Dave W4DJW certified for that commercial now, too. That's what I call it anyways. I don't know if that's part something or other, part 95 or whatever. But he wants gas money only, you know, to do it. And I think that's very acceptable. And that's kind of neat. Those drones have really revolutionized the world here lately, ain't they?
Was, I don't know if he ever actually got certified. I know he's got his, I'm fairly certain he has his UAV license as part of, and you know, he's got his model aircraft doohickey. I don't think he actually has to have a license for that, but, and I was just thinking, because guess what? Guess what I did, Tom? You'll never guess.
Well, you didn't jump off a cliff yet. No, I guess I can't guess why.
Hey Jeff, yesterday, and what was it, FD8? The antenna's working pretty well. But I was looking to have a Carolina Wyndham 80, and I think it's a little too low, so I was actually thinking about moving it a little bit higher up in the air. The bottom feed point is maybe 10 feet off the ground, and they work better when they're, you know, closer to 30 feet off the ground.
I can understand that because CW is FT8 for men.
Now, the actual, you know, the Carolina Wyndham is it's an offset, all center fed dipole, and you got the 4-to-1 at the top, and then there's a nice line isolator at the bottom, and that line isolator is maybe 5 feet off the ground, so I need to move it up higher.
Oh, I got a line isolator on my 160-meter horizontal. They had a contest this last weekend, but on 160, but all I heard was 99 and 44 100s, so was, you know, Canada, USA, and a few Mexico. I didn't hear any DX on it, and I just put up a 160-meter inverted L with counterpoise a few months ago. And I've really been anxious to use it, but I don't see that much. Now, FT8 is so sensitive that I think there was a few on there using that, but not during this contest. It was CW. But, boy, you about need that to get DXCC on 160. It's a booger.
I'd rather just, you know, make contacts and see how my antenna's working, which is the whole point of the exercise yesterday, was to see how well that the Wyndham is currently operating, because I haven't done anything with it in like 5 years. And I was up on, 10, 20, and 40 yesterday. So PSK reporter actually had me showing up and getting decent contacts on the FT8, I was making, I think the furthest was Australia, and I seem to be really weak going towards Europe.
I find that north, east to southwest orientation seems to do the best. Well, that's great, Wyatt. I'm glad to hear you're getting on HF no matter what mode. I don't care for the FT8 or 4 or anything like that, but it's not the same. I don't do much sideband, even, and I don't do contests. But if I see something during the contest, I'll cherry pick it, you know. And I think I worked a total of 4 to 6 stations, maybe, and that was about it. And Rusty told me how to go to this N3FJP program I got, and figure out what states I needed, but Alaska and Hawaii, I saw them post Hawaii once, but I had never heard of PEEP. But I thought, well, I'll finish up work to all states. I think I needed 16 more or something. And I didn't even know how many I had, Wyatt, over all these years, because I don't do contests. But I'll look at the Vanscope, and if I see something there coming across the cluster that I need, well, I'll go ahead and try to work it.
Calling me Rusty now. That's you know, we'll have to dig back to the woodshed. But you got to realize that I'm running off of Flex 1500, so I'm max 5 watts. Normally I do PFK, but my PFK rig, which is the TS2000, has issues. It stays in transmit mode when I tune, and will never come out, and you have to reset the radio. Not quite figured out what that is yet. I haven't gotten back around to fiddling with radio bits. Wanted just to get out and actually do something.
Sorry. Well, I talked to Rusty 3 or 4 times today on the road and enjoyed it. And that was my mistake. Why? I don't do that. I call people by their names, not nicknames like Bubba or whatever. Just not my style. I apologize. But yeah, I'm amazed at some of the contacts Dave Watson made on a few milliwatts. I think he talked to Australia on, 200 milliwatts or 2 milliwatts. It was very little. I work those parks on the air if I hear them because they're running QRP, and I work the VOTA stations, they call them, which is W18W stations, voice on the air, I think it is, they're doing now. And Park's on the air, and there's another one out there. Summit's on the air. If I hear them, just to give them the contact. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing what you can do on low power at times. And the sunspots have really, they've been doing pretty good lately in this cycle 25.
I'm going to have to let you go because I'm getting ready to hit the Paris Mountain Shadow, and I'm stopping that in the shadow. But I'm going to say 73s, and we'll catch you later. J4 CTD Mobile.
Okay, Wyatt, I got all of that. Well, great to hear you. Stop by sometime. Haven't seen you in a long time. Take care to you and yours in 73s. This is N0TR clear.
N0TR, N4ZLK.
Hi, Shane. How you doing, bud?
Good to hear you this afternoon. I had a question I wanted to ask you about the contest, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
Sometimes I'll get in there and I'll hear them and I'll try to work a little bit, but I haven't figured this out yet. If I work a contest station, but I don't log it on their contest software or website, am I wasting their time or do they still get credit for it?
No, I think they still get credit for it, but the authority on that would be somebody like N4IQ or ND7J or somebody that does a lot of contesting. I don't do a lot, but yeah, I used to get on there and just give them, call them and give them, they get the credit for my call. I think it's a good thing to do. I use Logbook of the World, which is fun. But gosh, Shane, I never used to even, I'm like you, I never kept count until I got down here, and Ariel helped me figure out how many I had.
In some of the rules, and, you know, would say, I'd have to, you know, you get points for verifiable contacts, and it's a great time, you know, to, if you're sitting there and you hear a contest going, it's a good time to make some contacts in places you may not normally get or hear on a regular basis. But I didn't want to waste their time if, if they're going to not get credit for it. But I do that. I use Logbook of the World as well. The logging program I have automatically uploads to it. So I figure that they can get it confirmed on some source, I guess, and then turn it in.
Well, they'll get credit for it. I'm almost as certain as I can be on that. And I do the same thing. I got bored. It was Youth on the Air, YOTA stations. And they're worldwide, I guess, because I saw some in Europe. And then I did the National Weather Service one. And there was something else for these weather spotting people on the air, and I can't remember right now off the top of my head. If there's nothing else, you know, I'm on there, and the DX cluster's there, and I see those. I give them the context because I'm sure they appreciate it.
And they probably would, because that's the whole point of being on the air. You know, it'd be hard to just only work people who are also working the contest. Anyway, that's what I wanted to ask you. I heard you. I'm going to drop something off at my daughter's. I'm a couple minutes away, so I'll let you go. But I wanted to catch you while I heard you. I thought about it. Thought about you when I was yesterday morning that contest was going on. And I thought I would ask you next time I heard you.
Gary Hill one time, I said, how'd you get a 160-meter DXCC? Because that's the only one I don't have. And he said, Tom, it was a lot of sleepless nights. So with your schedules at time, if you could get to a radio, wow, that's the time of day that Europe really comes in because, you know, they're 5 hours ahead. And in the middle of the night here is a good time to get them. And Bob, ND7J, was telling me, there was one off the coast of Australia that he got here a while back. And he says, you could never get him, Tom. And I said, why not? And he says, because the only thing he runs is FT8. That kind of left me out. Anyways, take care, Shane. Great to hear you. Let me see, is this a work night? I don't think it is for you, is it?
It is for my daughters and the head on in. But, yeah, I heard your FT8 comment earlier. Got a grin out of that. Anyway, good to hear you and say hello to Miss Bernice. And yeah, the two or three times I've contacted Australia was because I was off and I was up at late at night. And all of a sudden, about 2 or 3 in the morning, they just came through. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Tom. Have a good afternoon. N0TR, N4ZLK.
When you lose that magic portion of it, you might as well forget ham radio. It's still magic to me. I'd set up late on the weekends when I wasn't working in Kansas, and I would talk to those guys on 20 meters quite often about 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. And the magic part of it was the next day in about noon over there. See you later, Shane. And nice talking to you. Enforce that, okay, in 0TR73.